Today is October 15th, and the title for today's devotional post is, "The Lord Will Indeed Give What Is Good." Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, verse 1, through chapter 27, verse 22. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Psalm 85, verses 1 through 13. And Proverbs chapter 25, verse 16. Jeremiah is not the most popular guy in town. If anything, he is most despised, thanks to the prophecies he has been making. This most recent proclamation he makes leads to the people taking hold of him physically and threatening his life. The people say to him, "You must die." They say in verse 8, "Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh and this city will be desolate and deserted?" But Jeremiah is not shaken and continues to tell it to them like it is. He says in verse 12, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on the city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." Well, that seems to have made an impression on the people, because next thing you know, they decide it isn't such a good idea to kill him. And so Jeremiah carries on with the delivery of the same message that he has preached all along. As difficult as it might be to hear it and to accept it, this is what the Lord has deemed. Jeremiah tells them in verse 21, "Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about the things that are left in the house of the Lord and in the palace of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem. They will be taken to Babylon, and there they will remain until the day I come for them, declares the Lord. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place." Turning now to our reading of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, we find Paul giving some very specific advice about the value of keeping busy and earning one's living by honest means. Paul says in verse 11, "We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy, they are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." Next, we look at our psalm for the day and find the psalmist offering the most sublime of praises to the Lord God Almighty in these verses. May it be that we might also echo these words in praise. He says in verse 7, "Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land." He continues with these beautiful lines. He says in verse 10, "Love and faithfulness meet each other. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps." Finally, one verse from the book of Proverbs in which Solomon, wise king of Israel, offers advice on the value of exercising restraint. He says in verse 16, "If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will vomit." May God bless the reading and reflection of His word. Amen.